I had seen Horus before he rebelled. After the crusade had begun and we were thrown across the galaxy, twice I had met with him. I loved Horus. I looked up to him. I had planned to show my loyalty in the form of a gift, a weapon to befit his status as War Master. After Ulanor, I forged a hammer. It was my finest work, craft I've not surpassed since. But I never gave it to him. Our second meeting did not go well. I sensed something of what Kurz had mentioned, the evil in some men that cannot be explained, that cannot be reasoned with or excised. Even though I could not answer then why I had withheld this boon, I did so because of the disquiet he stirred in me. I had not thought on it until that moment, and the revelation of it chilled me. "You betrayed us," I said to Kurz. "Ferris is dead." Although I could not help glance at his decaying corpse, grinning at me from the shadows. Kurz gave me a wry smile.
"Is he?"
Tapping the side of his head, he added,
"Not in your broken mind, I think. Who is it you think you're talking to in the darkness?"
So he was watching me and listening all the time. I wondered what he hoped to learn. "You're a traitor," I told him. "Robute will not stand by and allow this."
"Always Gilliman, isn't it? What is so lordly about that war accountant? At least Russ or Johnson have passion. Robute fights battles with an abacus."
"He is rival enough to defeat Horus. His legion will..."
"Robute is gone. That officious little snipe is done. Don't cling to him for rescue. Dawn won't help you either. He's too busy being the Emperor's groundskeeper, hiding behind the palace walls. The wolf is too busy cutting off heads as our father's executioner, while the lion holds on to his secrets and has no especial fondness for you. Who else will come? Not Ferris, certainly, nor Korax either. Even as we speak, I suspect he flees for deliverance. Sanguinius?"
Kurz laughed cruelly.
"The angel is more cursed than I. The Khan? He does not wish to be found. So, who is left? No one, Vulcan. None of them will come. You are simply not that important. You are alone."
"I am not the one who fears isolation, Conrad." Kurz didn't bite. He had waited for this meeting between us, planned every word and barb. He sighed.
"It doesn't matter why, Vulcan. All that matters is the here and now. What happens next?"
"And what does happen next?" I felt no fear or trepidation, only pity for him.
"You lasted longer than I expected. I will grant you that,"
Kurz said.
"I greatly underestimated you."
I tried to hide my ignorance behind a mask of defiance. Kurz liked to talk. He was no proselytizer like Lorgar, nor was he prone to giving speeches like Horus. But he knew how to use words and liked how the right ones induced fear and uncertainty. Of all my brothers, Kurz knew the mind and how to turn it upon its owner. To him, psychology was a ready blade, as damaging as any knife or gun. I said, "I'm still your prisoner."
"Yes, and in that you also surpassed all my expectations."
Again, I had no idea of his meaning, but kept the fact of that hidden. I felt his blade probing for weakness, searching for a chink in my mental armor. He could break my body, kill me if he wished to. But for some reason he had kept me alive. I just didn't know why. Kurz smiled, the shape of his upturned mouth reminiscent of a hooked dagger.
11 dead. 6 of those were mortals.
A slight shake of the head betrayed his sense of admiration at the gruesome deed.
"The way you swatted that wench!"
Kurz whistled, then bared his teeth in the light. Their points shone like arrowheads. Kurz's unguarded pleasure reviled me.
She broke like a reed, Vulcan, a reed.
He gave a rueful laugh.
And here I was thinking Korax's claims of your strength merely boasts, because you are strong, aren't you, brother? You must be to do what you did.
Murder a woman? What strength does that require? I scowled. Slaying the weak and helpless is something only you, Lord, you coward.
Bloody-minded determination. The single-minded purpose needed to escape from an impossible prison. I'd call that strength.
It's not your prison, though, is it? I said. Kurz nodded.
Very astute of you. You craftsmen do know how to recognize each other's work, don't you? It amazes me how you do it, how you can tell one rivet from another.
He was taunting me again, trying to belittle me. It was petty, and Kurz knew it, but he did it anyway because it amused him and somehow reduced me in his eyes.
No, this prison is not mine,
he admitted at last.
I've neither the patience nor the inclination. I had another build it for me.
He looked around the chamber, and I followed his gaze, noticing the ornate flourishes, the way that function met artistry. Engraved upon the eight walls was a gruesome display, celebrating torture and pain. Agonies described in metal greeted my eyes, and I looked away.
Beautiful, said Kurz. I can't say I appreciate art, but I know what I like. And this, I like. Our brother was never really given enough credit for his aesthetic eye.
It was a pantomime, all of this, a dark performance more in keeping with Fulgrim than the self-proclaimed Night Haunter. I suspected Kurz was doing it deliberately, savouring.